Welcome back to the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel.
Hello, I'm Joe Siegel, and you are someone I care a great deal about. Thank you for being here and listening and being interested in creating more inner peace and peace in the world and justice and progress, positive progress in our lives, in our communities, and in the world. So what I want to talk with you about today is a little thing that makes a big difference. It's called a trim tab. A trim tab is a little piece of metal that is put on the back of a rudder. And it helps to move the rudder so the rudder can move the ship. What they found is giant ships out there in the great big ocean had a difficult time moving with just the force of the rudder alone, and so they found if they could place a little piece of metal on the end of the rudder, that they could move that little, like a little rudder, to move the bigger rudder, and that would help the giant ship move in the great big ocean. And airplanes have this also on the back of their fins, a little trim tab. So what this tells us is that a little action can make a big difference. One person, like you, can make a big difference. Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world, because, in fact, it's the only thing that ever has." I love that so much. So what I want to share with you is how to use that in our lives to get ourselves moving, because we have a lot of resistance. If you're anything like me and people I know, we face resistance to change. We face resistance to doing the things we really want to and need to do, whether it's cleaning clutter in our home, or doing the dishes, or paying the bills, or doing that homework assignment, or writing or finishing the book we're working on, they're having a conversation with a loved one that's really important to us. There are things that we, each of us, have a resistance to facing. Or we're trying to create something new in our life. We're trying to manifest something, a new job, a new career, a new relationship, a greater amount of income, better health. We want to manifest positive change in our life and create something new. And we have difficulty. We're not manifesting it. We're not creating it. We may have thought about it and set a goal, but we haven't found a way to manifest it. A lot of times, what happens is we sit in negativity thinking about all the things that we don't have and feeling sorry, aggrieved, unhappy, and we list all the things. Why isn't life working for me with my job or my income? Why is this and that? And we go into detail about all the things we're unhappy about, and that helps to lock us in to that experience, that vibration of lack. And we get locked in by being very specific to this vibration of lack, and we get locked in to this vibration in our life, and our vibration creates everything. Life is vibration. Life is energy, and the energy moves us in life. It helps us to motivate, to actualize, to create, to do things, right? And so we get locked into this vibration of, I don't have, I want, I need, please, universe, give me. And we beg, and if you are a person of prayer like I am or others are or not, sometimes people will pray, God, give me this, God, give me that, God, give me this. And like it's a laundry list that we're sending God to get for us. But the universe doesn't really work that way. God is giving us everything, the entire world. The universe is sending us the entire world of prosperity and opportunity, and it is all here in a field of infinite potentiality to we could materialize through our thoughts and actions and deeds, through the vibrations we have, the people we place around us, the things we do when we go out in the world, when we make new connections, we meet new people, we read new books, we learn new things, we join new groups. Those all open new doorways to opportunities, to new things happening, upskilling our lives, to creating a better attitude, to attracting more helpful people in our lives. So our vibration helps to manifest the change we want in our life. Our energy, our emotional state helps us to see opportunities around us and helps us to take that next step, that little step that leads to another step, to open that first envelope that's sitting on the desk and file it, which leads us to feel better and open another envelope and then file that and pay that bill or handle that action we've been putting off. And so what we should focus on materializing, if you want to materialize, to manifest something, the very first thing you should manifest, the very first thing is a positive emotional state, a good feeling. A feeling, what makes you feel good? A good feeling. Do you feel good when you accomplish something? If so, then manifest that feeling of accomplishment. Not just by visualizing it, which is important, but by actually doing it. So perhaps you can go and get one piece of paper off that pile on your desk, one envelope, open it up, and feel, allow yourself to feel a sense of accomplishment from opening that one envelope, from reading it and dealing with it. I did that. I accomplished that. And let yourself feel that feeling of accomplishment so it shifts your emotional state, right? Maybe do something, cook something, plant something in your garden, take your dog for a walk. Whatever it is that gives you a sense of connection, of good feeling, that elevates your vibration. You're listening to your music. You get up and dance. Go for a walk. Help somebody. Call someone and tell them how much you care about them. Whatever shifts your energy in a positive, loving direction towards abundance and happiness and good feelings, that will energize your vibration, creating a foundation from which you can manifest your goals, and you feel more confidence and more energy and more positive momentum. That's something that's really important in my life, because if I don't have positive momentum, I have negative inertia. Life is constantly calling me to go to the couch and watch TV, to sit and watch the feed on my phone, on Twitter, and to be passive, and to just be a consumer of things, of chips and dip and TV and Netflix and my social media conversations and passivity. And that is the inertia. That is what they call entropy. Everything's slowing down and degrading. And because we are people who are meant to be human beings, human doings, to do things. We are meant to be active, engaged, involved. And so that's what I'm suggesting, that we create our own trim tab, our own little action that could, like the trim tab, moves the bigger rudder, that moves the giant ship on the enormous ocean, right? That we can find that one little action in our life that becomes a trim tab and helps us to move our goals, to open our heart to a sense and feeling of abundance, of accomplishment, of capability, of confidence, so that we can go out and create the life and live and manifest the life, the career changes, reinvent ourselves, the accomplishments with our family, our health, and the things that are important to us from a place of love, not a place of lack. We want to live life from a place of love. Okay, a place of gratitude, not a place of grievance. And that is the lesson of the trim tab. Live from a place of gratitude, not grievance. From love, not lack. be a trim tab in the world. Your actions, when you are kind to people, when you connect with them, listen to them without thinking about how you're going to interject and what the next thing you're going to say is, help them to feel heard, to feel that they are seen and important. When you say something kind to somebody and you thank them for who they are and what they do, that makes a huge difference in their life. That really matters, and you matter. You can change the world. Even if you change the world for one person, you've changed the world we all live in, because we are all connected. So, be the trim tab. Shift your energy in a positive, loving direction of gratitude. Make a list of all the things that you are grateful for, the people you are grateful for, and focus and feel it. And then take an action. Do something that fills you with a more emotionally positive and loving feeling that you can use to then have a basis of feeling that you are grateful, you are filled with prosperity in your life. Whatever you have, if you have a bed to sleep on, you have food to eat, you have water to drink, you have a loving person in your life, you have a furry family member in your life, you have air you could breathe, there is something that you could be grateful for, you could feel grateful for, and some little place to start, and that place will help to move the other energies around you. It will be the trim tab. Find your trim tab. Be a trim tab. Change the world. Change your world. Manifest a loving, abundant life of goodness. You deserve it. Thank you. I'm Joe Siegel. And again, you are someone I care a great deal about. You can find the Inner Peace Podcast at Spotify.com, Anchor FM, and many other fine places where podcasts are available. Or you could search your smart speaker and ask for the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel. Please visit josephsiegel.com for free meditations, guided visualizations and meditations, inspirational talks and videos and books to help you grow and be happier. Thank you.